Yeah, we're delighted to be the coordinators for such fantastic array of talent and creativity tonight for Culture Night. We have lots of things on offer. There'll be a harp playing in the Lieber Bookshop. There'll be a lovely Vision of the Earth in 2050, a painting workshop for children at the Blue Raincoat Theatre Company. We are showing a play called My Dead Husband's Hereford Bull at 9 o'clock tonight in conjunction with Sligo Pride. We have an oil painting demonstration at Jonathan Cassidy's studio. We have a Morrigan, the Phantom Queen, will be wandering the streets, as will a North American spirit. Wendigo will also be trailing and talking to people tonight. We'll have African music, we'll have Indian music, we'll have poetry from one of the travelling community's poets, Winifred Ward. We'll have the young Sligo Youth Theatre doing In Quest of a Play. There'll be traditional music at Sligo Abbey, events at the Model for children and adults, gorgeous music at the Hawkswell, including the first Ukrainian Torban instrument being played there tonight. And, of course, the gorgeous Global Kitchen at the Model for those who love a little bit of international food and fun. And Read More, which is part of the Arts Council celebration of Culture Night tonight. They are giving out free books at the bus station in Sligo for those who are travelling. You know, lots of modern authors. And we'd like to take the chance this morning also to congratulate Louise Kennedy, of course, who lives here in Sligo, on winning the John Banville Award yesterday for her first piece of fiction. So that's a terrific award for her. In fact, I think it's John McGahern, isn't it? Not John Banville. But anyway, she's won lots of awards, and we'd like to congratulate her on Culture Night as part of that. We're doing Dress Up as Yeats at the Yeats statue, and the men's sheds are installing a lovely little clay and wattles made cabin made famous by the Lake Isle of Innisfree in the Yeats building itself. So there's gorgeous things going on, music in Connolly's pub, storytelling in the Heart's Desire Cafe. Come in and enjoy it. All the events are free. We start at 4 o'clock with some events. We're doing pirate chalk painting on our floor in the building here, the Yeats building on the Hyde Bridge. And there's lots of lovely other activities at Cranford Community Co-op. So we're trying to give everybody a shout out. But most of all, we want to say thank you as the organisers for everybody stepping forward and really looking to make this a fun and good night where you get the opportunity to just relax and enjoy, and perhaps to bring your children or your friends to see things they may never have seen, including gospel singing at the Presbyterian Church. So lots to choose between, as there will be across the country. It's lovely to be part of a national event.